blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The cost of living keeps going up. Food costs 5% more than last year, but what about fuel? I was on a farm in Illinois this past weekend. We rented a car in Chicago and had to pay well over $4 per gallon. It's not quite that expensive in Washington, D.C. In the farm country, it costs little less than $3. All right, it is likely to keep going up. OPEC, made up of big producing nations, in a surprise move, just decided not to increase production of oil. Energy costs on our farms have already exploded, and there's more to come. We had beautiful weather to celebrate this 4th of July on the farm. At this point, corn and soybeans look very good. We have all heard about corn should be knee-high by the 4th of July. Our corn stands taller than the top of my head. We saw a lot of family and friends. I feel so comfortable and safe back home in small-town rural America. Watch TV, read about the big cities with explosive surge in crime. Violence spiked last weekend on the 4th of July. Look at Oakland, California. Homicides up 90%. Carjackings up 88%. And this happened after they cut their police budget by $18 million. George Floyd was killed by police a little over a year ago. The rallying cry of left-wing Democrats at that time was defund the police. 13 big cities have cut their police budgets. Some police officers fear for their lives if they attempt to apprehend a suspect. We have cops deciding to retire or quit. It's hard to attract new recruits today. Fortunately, President Biden and some other Democrats have concluded that to cut our police force is a bad idea. It's a little late, though, but now we have a chance to restore law and order. Just a few notes about climate change. I read this in the Farm Journal. I quote, climate change isn't all bad. In fact, it's good for corn and soybean growers in the Midwest and Canada. More water and a longer growing season translates into more bushels of grain, end of quote. And over the last 50 years, rainfall has increased 5.5 inches per year, and temperature has been up 1 degree Fahrenheit. Maybe we can live with this. And until next week, I am John Block from Washington.